everyone. I'm Bob Labriola. This is Tunch Ilkin of the Steelers Radio Network, and you are watching Chalk Talk, powered by Constellation, the show with the motto,
The eye in the sky does not lie.
Okay, we're going to take a look at some of the key plays from yesterday's Steelers win over the Philadelphia Eagles. A very good performance, a much better performance by the Steelers defense. Steelers got three sacks of Michael Vick, and if you look in the official game statistics, James Harrison did not get a sack, but do not think for a minute that James Harrison did not have a big impact in this game, which was his first game of the 2012 season.
Lebs, one of the things that I've heard you say many, many times on this show and Steelers Digest and others is that you don't only always have to bring pressure, but sometimes it's good to bring just the illusion of pressure, and that's what Dick LeBeau says. Well, you don't always have to bring James Harrison, but you just got to make sure he's on the field so the defense, the offense knows where he is. Right here, here is James Harrison. And believe this, that everybody on that Philadelphia Eagle offense knows exactly where he's at. And so because he's out there, this is what they're going to do. They're going to slide the protection out towards James Harrison. And they're also going to keep the tight end in on this side, Brent Celek, and they're going to call what we used to call make a Liz call. The tight end's going to stay in and help block James Harrison. The thing is, before the play starts, James Harrison is going to go out here, and he's going to be on the slot receiver, and he's going to be in man coverage. When that happens, you're going to have five guys blocking on two. So we'll go ahead and start the play. Harrison goes out. Now, right now, you've got everybody looking at James Harrison and only blocking two guys, which means that the Steelers have an overload here, and watch what happens when here comes Lawrence Timmons. Almost gets a sack, but it actually ends up being Ziggy Hood's sack. We're going to take a look at the end zone version of this and watch the stunt that the Steelers run. While the entire offensive line and the tight end is sliding to the left here, we're going to run a Will Lyon game here between Lamar Woodley and Lawrence Timmons. Here's Lawrence Timmons. Here's Lamar Woodley. And what they're going to run is Lamar Woodley is going to go upfield, and he's going to draw Todd Harriman's, who's going to come out there and wall the block to him. Then you're going to watch Lawrence Timmons. He's going to take two steps up and then come to the inside. And when he comes up to the inside, there's going to be nobody there, and he's going to get there for almost sack. At the right there, he comes to the inside. Michael Vick does a great job of ducking it. Now, while this is all going on, look at this. You've got one, two, three, four, five guys blocking two. One of them is Ziggy Hood. Now, this is what you call keep coming, and if you keep hustling, something's good going to happen. At this point, he comes in. There's Ziggy Hood with the sack. I'll tell you what, Lawrence Timmons almost had three sacks in this ball game, and that was one of them.
Okay, here now is a play late in the second quarter. It's 3rd and 12 at the Eagles 45, so the Steelers need to stop here to get off the field.
Yeah, you know, Lebs, once again, very, very interesting. Here is James Harrison. Once again, he's on the slot receiver. Watch what happens as they slide the protection to him. All day long, everybody wanted to be aware of James. And every time the Steelers would put James out on the slot, they would overload the outside. And in this case, it was the overload to the far side. We're going to let this play run and show you what the sack looks like. And then we're going to take an end zone look at it. Ryan Clark comes up. Jason Worrell's on the inside. And he comes up with the sack. Now, because they are walling the protection or sliding the protection, let's take a look at the end zone. Once again, James Harrison is over to the strength. They're going to slide the protection to him, and this becomes the overload side. There's Jason Worrells, and there's Ryan Clark. Now, what these guys are going to do, they are both going to just come straight screaming upfield. Ryan Clark comes first and does it with such great speed that on this side, Shady McCoy, the running back, he ends up trying to pick up Ryan Clark, which means that Jason Worrells is going to come free. But all this happens because James Harrison is on the field and he is out on the slot receiver, which means that he's not coming. And you've got this guy right here. This guy right here is going to block him, and that's going to do the Philadelphia Eagles no good. The snap of the ball, here they come, both of them, and that means, once again, just look at the number of guys that are doing nothing. Right here, you've got two guys blocking Brett Kiesel. You've got two guys blocking Lawrence Timmons, and you've got nobody blocking Jason Worrells, and that's why he comes and gets a sack. And that's a beautiful wrap-up, round-the-waist tackle of Michael Vick, and that's how you bring him to the ground.
This is going to be the last play we're going to look at today. Midway through the third quarter, first and 10 from the Steelers' 49-yard line, the Eagles throwing despite the down and distance.
You know, Labs, we're going to get another example of how James Harrison, when he's on the field, everybody starts paying attention to him. Here's James Harrison, and here's Larry Foote, and here's Lawrence Timmons. And what they're going to do is they're just going to run a simple twist. And then the key is, though, is going to be this is where Steve McClendon, and he is going to come to the right. And when these guys fan out, you're going to see the right guard Danny Watkins fan out, and Todd Harriman's going to fan out towards Jason Worlds. That means that the center's got to take Steve McClendon when he comes to this side. The only problem is the center is so preoccupied with James Harrison that he forgets about Steve McClendon, and it's McClendon who gets the sack. Let's go take a look at how it works at the snap of the ball. Here he comes. Now, right now, Steve McClendon is free. Why? Because you've got two guys, the left guard, Evan Mathis, and the center, Dallas Fuller. They're both on James Harrison. Well, you don't need to do that. Here comes Steve McClendon, wide open. Nobody's even touching him because they're more occupied with James Harrison. Once again, two guys block James Harrison. One guy is free, Steve McClendon. Sack.
Okay, Tunch, again, a nice performance by the Steelers defense. Did a good job against Shady McCoy against the run. Got after Michael Vick, sacked him three times in a 16-14 much-needed victory. That'll do it for this edition of Chalk Talk, powered by Constellation. For Tunch Ilkin, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for watching. We will see you here again next Monday, exclusively on Steelers.com.